Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Happy Daylight Saving Time, everyone. This week has been very difficult to everyone who also has a pet. I see you.
Hey, guy. I'm really enjoying that terrible music you're playing on your speakerphone while we're trying to enjoy nature.
I'm really enjoying, actually, for real, the neighbors selling pupusas on the corner.
I just had a matcha latte on tap. On tap with pistachio milk. Sarah, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Oh, we really aren't, Heather. But we're going to have such a good day. Hello world, welcome back
to have such a good day. The show that wants you to do just that.
Woo. Episode,
here we are.
Episode 230. Come on now. Come on now. You can't say we didn't try.
Hey, y'all out there. Yeah. How's it going?
Yeah. How is it going?
Welcome to the show that unpacks the absurdity of everyday life for your entertainment.
And we're going to be absurd as F.
We are going to unpack the absurdity of all the shit. Let me tell you, wait till we get into it. You are going to be reeling, really. Seriously.
You know, if we do our jobs, you will reel. You will recoil in her, in fact. Who even knows? Who even knows what's happening?
Or you might jump up for joy. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. It's still too early to tell. We're both actually in the same city currently.
Yeah, so Heather,
it's kind of exciting.
I feel like people should like know like what that means, because if you don't live in LA, you don't even, you know, sort of realize like how big the city is and how far it is to like even see your friends if you all live there at the same time. But you and I are both here. We haven't seen each other. We're going to.
Nope.
But like,
I've been stalking you, of course.
Well, I mean obviously. You know, you always have. But
I know what you're wearing, Sarah.
but tell us more about like why you're here, what's happening.
Well, I'm currently, so I'm in an Airbnb, and I have the special aspect of my Airbnb is it has it's a very small space. I would say that it's a studio, so it's one big room, but they got creative with the window situation because there's no windows other than a big garage door. Yes, literally, it's a garage door that rolls up. And it is an actual garage door with like it looks, it's not like some faux garage door. It's legit. It looks like a car could just drive in. But apparently it's never been a garage. That's what the guy told me. It has cement floor and you would sort of think that maybe it was previously a garage. But it's just a really cool space. And you can open this garage door. It's really easy to open. And it looks out onto the canyon. And I'm in Beechwood Canyon. So across the way is like just a really cool like hill of houses.
Yeah.
And it's a great view. They called it jaw dropping in the Airbnb title, which I thought was a little, maybe a little hyperbolic, but Sarah, if I yell out there, maybe it would echo all the way down. You know, here's the thing. Sarah isn't that far. Below the Hollywood
sign.
You're
basically due north of me.
Yeah. I'm right below the Hollywood sign, I'm pretty central, you know? I'm just above Hollywood. Sarah is, south of me. We will be getting together at some point. It's good to be here. It's a really kind of nice and sunny yet mild LA weather this week. It's like not too hot. It's actually not hot. But it's warm enough during the day that you can kind of walk around with a t-shirt. But it's still very mild, still kind of early spring kind of thing. But yeah, so I'm looking at apartments and stalking Sarah, obviously. I saw you and Oat this morning. I saw what you guys did. No, really. It's been about almost 3.5 years since I lived in this canyon, this very canyon actually down the road. And also lived in a place called Echo Park, where Sarah and I both lived in that neighborhood for kind of a short period. And I went and scoped it out yesterday because I was looking at some places. And boy, has it changed over there. You know, it's sort of inevitable. You know, when you find a nice place, it is going to get overrun by gentrification and developers coming in and creating really modern looking ticky-tacky cookie cutter, whatever you want to call it, places because they need more housing.
Yeah.
And so it sort of takes away from like the authenticity, especially of an enclave like Echo Park that's like kind of gritty. It's very urban. It's very East LA. But yeah, this area that I was looking in, I just couldn't believe how sort of almost like commercial or gimmicky it's gotten. And I was a little sad to see it, you know.
And I think, you know, anybody would say that about gentrification, right?
Absolutely.
You know, in general, is like, oh, man, it used to be better.
Yeah,
you know, and there are other people who are like, oh, no, now it's better. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, you're right. And like, I think, so basically I went and looked at, there's three buildings that are like, one is kind of New York brick, exposed brick style. And then there's another one that's like Spanish style. And then this other one that's modern. And they're all owned by the same property management company. I didn't know that until I got there. So the one guy that I was supposed to meet to see that the exposed brick building took me around to his other buildings for availability. And he told me that the whole block is owned by one company, which means all the retail spaces down below are owned by them.
Oh,
so it starts to feel a little less, because I remember that whole block being really authentic. It was like, you know, small business owners and, you know, with these little shops. And, you know, it's now managed by this overarching corporation or whatever. You know, look, it's just the way of the world, right? But, or maybe, you know, maybe I'm just getting older. I don't know. And I'm just seeing the changes happening. You know, it's like a lot of those sort of apartments that have gyms and, you know, communal spaces on the roof, you know, and they've got that cafe downstairs serving fancy pistachio milk lattes, you know, and it's like this, it has this kind of, it's the modern world, I guess. It's the modern gentrified world. And what am I to expect, you know? But I do really, I'm actually switching up some of my searching, and I really want a cool place with some classic LA charm, you know? Like, I don't know if I'd feel comfortable in a cookie cutter, you know, spot. Oh. I do like where I'm staying right now. I think this is the neighborhood that's one of my favorites. I like that you're kind of tucked away. You know, when you go into some of these East LA enclaves, you're kind of exposed, and it can be noisy and busy. But one thing I like about these canyons is sort of the neighborhoodness, the residentialness of it. Even though you could probably hear maybe some engines going around me, and if you do, I apologize. But I do have the big garage door open currently, so. Yeah, and I've been walking the canyons like a fiend. I walked up to the Hollywood sign yesterday. I love all the like curvy canyon roads, and you know, listening to my podcasts. I've got some self-helpy stuff kind of queued up right now to get me motivated for this next stage of life, y'all. I'm feeling good. This has been a good kind of retreat, you know, canyon life.
Well, I'm glad. I mean, I know how much your, you know, kind of taking care of the family business sometimes is a slog.
Yes.
For you to be here and be like, I love it. You know, it's fun. You know, I went to Erewhon today.
Yeah.
Like all that stuff is I think sometimes you just have to let yourself have some fun.
Yeah, and I think also it was my place in terms of like, yeah, like my parents didn't live here. This was my experience. This is where my world was. I've lived in other cities too. Yeah, there's just the my old stomping ground, you know. And I actually, you know, what I love about the canyons is, you know, a lot of people are hiking. There's a lot of locals, and they're walking their dogs. And I kind of stop to pet dogs sometimes because they'll just come right up to you. And then you start talking to the owners. And very right. friendly neighborhood. I think the sunshine and obviously this is some good living
makes people
happy. And they're friendly.
It does.
And
indeed.
I ended up talking to this woman who she was scoping out. There was this crazy beehive like up in this kind of a cement wall going up to there's kind of this weird looking castle place, very old Hollywood that Madonna used to live in the very beginnings of time. Very, very long time ago, I think with Sean Penn or something. Anyway, it's just this weird castle thing on top of this hill, and there's this big wall. And there was this huge beehive, and this woman was taking pictures, and I started talking to her, and like the conversation just got really philosophical and deep, like really fast, where I find it so funny. Like, you know, you usually talk about the weather or maybe sports, like something just real casual fare. You know, when you talk to a stranger, I don't even know this woman. She kind of dove into this sort of, you know, life, you know, kind of thing. And it was kind of a cool, odd connection. She was a lot older than I am. And kind of made me feel a little bit more like, you know, stable in my life in a way, you know, like just this kind of odd, you know, stranger connection of someone you do not know. And it's like, there's, you don't have a lot of context, but sometimes that's good, you know? So, cause it's sort of, I don't know, I can't really explain it, but sometimes it's nice to have that as opposed to someone who knows you so well. And it's like, you're just saying the same thing over and over and it's lost all its meaning. You know what I mean?
Well, going back to, you know, obviously me eating street food in my neighborhood, which, by the way, my neighborhood is great for that. You want a tamale? You got tamales. They're real cheap.
Are they cooking them right on the corner? Like, can you smell them all day long?
No, they're walking down the street with the tamales in a trunk.
With like a little bell or something? Like,
it's tamale time. Yeah, exactly. But so tamale, all good. Mm-hmm. I love a good tamale.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
But when sometimes, you know, like over the weekend, you know, kind of stuff where like I'm not clubbing anymore. So like I'm walking my dog, you know, maybe 10 p.m. would be, you know, the latest time I'd be out, mm-hmm. You know, but just, you know, let's do one more lap and then, you know, go blissfully into sleep. But so my neighbors who are, I mean, you guys don't know where I live and that's fine. But like, if you go like to the right, to the left, down another block, that's where the pupusa people are. And if you are not familiar with pupusas, they're wonderful, just lovely, kind of almost like what would I compare them to? Like almost like an Italian cheese filled, I don't know. Anyway, pupusas are great.
They are.
So my neighbors, first time I saw them, I was like, oh, like, hi, I'm your neighbor. And they were like, yeah, whatever. We don't care. You know, next time I went around, I was like, how much? And they were like, $2. And I'm like, I will get two. You know, $4. That's a very nice meal. You know, and since then, now, like, I just come down there and I'm like, do you guys need help? Do you want me to help you with your pupusa situation going on? Sorry, there's also obviously a fire situation. That's my neighborhood. but yes. Oh man, I love the hustle of like the, okay, you know, we got pupusas or we've got tamales, whatever we've got. We're just gonna like hole up on the corner. Let people come by and give them food.
Nice.
Love it.
I love it. So what kind of pupusas do you get? Like, what are your favorite?
Usually I just go like straight cheese.
Nice.
Cheese and cheese.
Like, just like full on cheese.
Well, like cheese and pepper.
Mm, that sounds good.
Which is not unlike a chili relleno,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
kind of thing.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I've been totally leaning into the LA... you know, kind of bougie hippie fare. I've always liked my hippie food, Sarah. It tracks way back to, I think, my early, 20s or something. I've just always liked a good, you know, brown rice roll or whatever, a brown rice bowl.
Roll bowl, all good.
All good. Yes. And my green juices and my smoothies and stuff. And, you know, obviously LA is like filled to the brim with places like this, very overpriced, but I try to just like enjoy it while I can. So for the rest of the week, I'm actually moving out of this place tomorrow morning. And I'm moving over to a hotel in Silver Lake, which, you know, we'll have to meet up. I'm going to be there till Monday. So I'll be there through the weekend. And in fact, I think I'm going to be a stone's throw from one of those, the Irwan over there on Sunset, which is very dangerous, let me tell you. So I'm just going to continue my search. I mean, I cooled off on it today because... I don't know. I felt like slightly discouraged yesterday, honestly, because of all the kind of corporate-y places that I saw, and sort of just thinking about like how often realistically would I be getting down here, and is it worth paying rent on a place every month, even if I'm not here every month? You know, it's yeah. an investment. It's an investment in my future. But I've been trying to just see places and make phone calls as much as I can. I mean, I do not think I'm signing any papers this week. I really don't. I don't think that's happening. But at least I'm, you know, I don't have to rush it. Like, I can come back down in a couple months and do it again and kind of sleep on it, that kind of thing. But it's nice to see what's out there and, you know, make these connections. And, it's sort of a work in progress, but aren't we all? And speaking of actually works in progress, I've started to listen to some podcasts that never crossed my desk, and people have been sending me episodes of these particular podcasts. And one of them is, I can't decide if I like it or not, because it has a little bit of a motivational speaker, like self-helpy vibe to it.
Okay.
But it's also like very like cutting edge modern. Like, she talks about a lot of really interesting things, you know, in relation to just being human in this modern world. And so it's super interesting, and it's all very backed by science and math and, you know, all the things and stats and stuff like that. So it's not some like, you know, soft, you know, therapy session. It's more like, you know, kind of academic, I guess. But it's funny because I don't even really want to talk about it, because I don't know, like I'm not a huge fan of the self-help world, but I sometimes think there's certain times in life that it does help bolster you. And you know, you and I were talking last week about being a morning person and sort of having this certain kind of energy to start the day in the morning. Well, lately I've been a little like slower in the morning, and I'm not like, I can't say that I'm springing up like super excited for the day, or like, you know, have a whole plan like laid out for like my development of like, how do I make the best out of my day? You know, let's maximize my time. And I think part of the problem is I don't have a rigid schedule or routine. I'm working for myself. You know, I've got my own business and I have to make my own deadlines. And sometimes it's just hard. It's hard to, make myself do stuff sometimes, you know. And you know, I'm a motivated person, Sarah.
I do, yeah.
But lately it's been a little bit of a struggle, and I think, you know, maybe I'm just dipping down a little bit before I dip back up. You know how that goes. But
you know, the whole sort of work for yourself, do your thing, you know, and also handle things that affect other people. That is really hard.
Mm-hmm.
I never did that until 2018, 2017. You know, I always just had a job.
Yeah.
You know, you pay me, I do my job. That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I often, you know, I hearken back to those times and be like, that would have been so much better. Like, why don't I just like get a job and do the job, you know, and have
be told what to do.
Yeah. And be a worker bee. Mm-hmm. You know, I, you know, sometimes people are like, well, you know, like big picture. And I think, Heather, you and I are a little bit different in that way. Like, I want to like show up on time. Mm-hmm. You tell me what to do.
Yeah.
I'll do it well. And then I leave. That's it.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about big picture shit.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that
is. Yeah.
You know, like, I'm just happy to be alive at this point. I'm 47 years old. Fuck everyone.
Yeah. No, I hear you. And I can tell you what to do more often if you'd like. I'm happy to do the big picture thinking. No, it's really like, I really do think we are a good team in that way, because I do really like the above the line stuff. Like, I even notice with my sister, I started to do this exercise, which I do think helps. Sometimes I have to kind of sit down and write out like things maybe accomplishments I made in the last year, 5 years, to kind of remind myself of all the things I do. And because I'm just like ambitious and I want to do a lot of great things and it's never enough in my eyes. Yeah. But I did this exercise this morning where I just kind of wrote out like the interesting things that have happened in the last year. And it has been a really great year, 2023, really, more specifically. But I was thinking a little bit more about how bizarre it is, surreal, really, that I'm like working with my sister. I would have never in a million trillion years ever thought that in my life I would actually be like paired up with my sister to run a business. And I don't mean that in a disparaging way, but like her and I are very different.
Just you're different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like just the kind of world I come from and the world she comes from are just so vastly different. And, you know, there's certain ways that we think that are very similar, and then there's other ways that are very different. And it can be hard to navigate. But I also find it to be so like creatively inspiring. Like it makes me want to write the story about me and my sister, like a narrative. Like I want to talk about how we grew up together. We didn't get along most of the time. We got along when we were kind of young, but we, like I've mentioned before, I think we had these little imaginary worlds where we were two, rich businesswomen, like saving the world and writing each other checks because it was my mom's old checkbook, just stupid imaginary worlds that you create as a kid.
Kids do these things.
Yeah. And it was fun because we had these long summers. We didn't know what to do with our time. We were just trying to be creative. And now, like, fast forward the movie, and like we're actually working together. We're actually writing big checks. You know, we're actually under a lot of like adult running a business as an adult stress. And I just think it's such an interesting turn of events. You know, it's there really are a lot of things out of your control in this life. And
very much.
It's pretty wild. And I think maybe that is part of it, is where I think as we get older, we want to control more. It feels good to be in control. Then you don't have to be blindsided by or sideswiped, but you gotta just kind of let go. You gotta let go and let things kind of fall as they will, on some level, because I don't know, there's only so much control that you have. So I'm learning things, Sarah, during my canyon walks. I'm learning a lot. So,
well, Heather and I, we've been through the ringer in many situations, and I'm so glad to, like, even though you and I haven't seen each other physically, because you like got here yesterday.
Yeah.
We will.
Yes.
And it's going to be so fun. And, thanks to everybody else just, coming along for the ride of all of
our ups, our downs,
our tribulations, our ups and downs. We do appreciate it. But speaking of appreciating things, Heather, I know that on Sunday it was the Oscars. Mm-hmm. And I had a great time. I wanted to ask you what you thought about it.
Yeah, I actually thought it was definitely a wholesome event. It didn't go too far afield. It didn't get too political. I mean, there were a few qualms that I had with, it's really tough because there's a lot of stuff happening in the world. It's hard sometimes to watch a celebration of.
Sometimes it's hard to, to keep all that stuff out.
Yeah, exactly. But one of my favorite moments was, one of the things I did miss was the Ken dance. I'm going to have to revisit that on YouTube. I walked out to make dinner at that point. I really loved the way they had like the previous nominees come up or the previous winners come up to highlight the next nominee with their award. I thought that was kind of a neat unboring way to do it. And I thought Nicolas Cage, his comment about Paul Giamatti, his commitment to like the lazy eye in The Holdovers. If you haven't seen that movie, it might not mean anything to you. And he said, would I have done that? Hell yes. I'm a big Nicolas Cage fan. He'll do anything. He'll do anything. The craziest thing you could ever imagine he's already done. And I thought that was very funny. I also enjoyed a lot of the Poor Things awards. And I did like, I thought Jimmy Kimmel did a pretty good job. I like his, he's really good with the wordplay. And I thought it was a fun little romp. And it ended by 7:30. So it was kind of perfect.
I thought so too. Yeah. Had a great time. You know, sort of going back to before the show started, Heather was like, how are you going to watch this? Mm-hmm. And I was like, YouTube TV. Like, and she's like, can I do that? You know, I'm like, I think you could like sign up for a month and then cancel or keep it,
yeah.
You know, like that's what these streaming services want you to at least try us out. Worked out well.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I do think that, I'm actually really pleasantly surprised by that. I thought YouTube TV was an easy thing to, you know, how sometimes you start a service and then you're like,
yeah, it's hard to kind of, and like, where's my channel?
Yeah. Like, where's the app? Like, I can't find it. I can't log in. Right. I'm having, you know, authentication issues or whatever, but it was very smooth. And they even followed up. They were like, welcome to YouTube TV, Heather Frank. How can we help you?
I mean, yeah, they're going to do that. But no, I will tell you, I mean, anybody who is like, I'd like to cut the cord, mm-hmm. you know, what are my options?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, depends on what you're looking for. Like, you really want to cut it or do you want like a cable alternative?
Yeah.
If you want that, YouTube TV.
So let me ask you this, though. With your subscription, do you have commercials or do you buy the commercial-free, the ad-free version?
No. YouTube TV has commercials.
Yeah, that's what I thought. See, I'm not into it. Like, I don't think I'm going to keep it because I looked around. I'm like, ooh, AMC, you know, some of the more like FX. There's some channels on there that I would be interested in watching.
What is good about it is that it's basically a big, it's a cable alternative.
Yeah, totally.
But, you know, like where you have like just like a bunch of access.
Yeah.
But you have to like, you want to watch Jeopardy? You're going to watch commercials. Mm-hmm. You know, between like Jeopardy, you know, and Final Jeopardy. Like it's definitely just aping real, you know, old cable.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. No, totally. It is. And it's funny because after I downloaded it, I was telling my sister, because my sister still has cable and she just can't get herself to kind of evolve into the streaming world.
To cut the cord.
I swear I would bet $1 million that if she did, she'd be like, I cannot believe it took me so long. You know, like this is, it's so much easier. I don't get it.
So much easier.
It drives me nuts. Yeah. But I don't think I'm going to keep it.
You know, everybody's got their, you know, sometimes you're in your lane.
This is true.
so to speak. I mean, when my mom moved over to YouTube TV, she was on like, I don't even know what she had. I don't know. Something that was like really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
It was like $200 a month where I'm like, for cable, mom? Like, what are you even watching?
That's crazy.
She's like three channels, like nothing. So, you know, it can really give people a respite on their monthly bill.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I get taking that, you know, you kind of have to take a leap when you're so used to cable and you're not super like tech savvy. I get it. I get the fear. But I feel like the longer you avoid it, the harder it's going to get for you, I think, because things are going to continue to evolve and then you're going to get more lost and you're just, I just worry for people who don't understand how some of these things work. And I think it's only going to get harder. But I have to be very aware of the accounts that I have, because then I end up having too many. You know, like I'm even considering canceling Sirius Satellite because they always try to up your monthly. And then I'm like, I don't even listen to Howard Stern. And that's really what you're paying for. And all of these things. Right, and so yeah. I have to create these lists, like make sure to cancel this, make sure to renew this, make sure to, you know, by this date, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, so I guess sort of the last thing I wanted to talk about, Sarah, I thought this could be a fun conversation. There was an article recently on the New York Times. It was actually quite long. I listened to it. I was like, I don't even think I finished it. It was crazy long. They went.
So it was like a podcast.
It was an actual article. You can actually, on New York Times, you can either read it or you hit play and listen to it. This just seemed like an article that I would just listen to. It was about why pants are so big right now. And I just thought this would be fun because, you know, we are 80s kids.
Why?
Just
why?
Are they
so big?
No, 90s is obviously very much in right now. The 90s.
It's very much in.
Fashion. Yeah. The like small slit sunglasses, the big pants, the belts, you know. And Sarah, you and I are small people. we're two little people. I've said this many times on the show before. For us, it doesn't take a village. It takes two small and mighty chickadees. But I don't love this huge pants thing because they don't look good on me. In fact, I hate the way they look on me. I do not look good in huge pants. And I've tried them. And I've tried the kind of more tailored big pants, which is sort of an oxymoron. But I was at sort of my favorite shop. And there's these sort of, it's hard to explain. They have like just, they're kind of fitted at the top, like a high waist, but then they kind of balloon out and then they taper. I looked like a clown.
Oh God. Ballooning out and then tapering. And I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
Just hearing about that does not
sound
good. Chills.
But yeah, they're so in right now. It's not fair. I'm kind of a skinny jeans girl. They just look better on me. But I wanted to unpack this because it fashion is so interesting to me in terms of what's going on in society in the world. So I think maybe coming off of the pandemic, this is just my only theory is that in the pandemic, we all went to sweats. You know, into yoga pants, something comfortable. And so after the pandemic, nobody wanted to squeeze their butts into like, you know, tight, uncomfortable, skinny jeans. And so that's what brought this trend back around is people are wanting to stay on a little bit of a comfort tip. And so they thought, well, let's make denim less skinny.
I think there's something to that. I also think, I mean... Oh man. I mean, so Heather and I are, you know, we're 2 years apart. You know, we're essentially the same age, 90s kids. Mm-hmm. You know, the idea that 90s is a retro thing now still just like blows my mind.
Yeah.
Like where I'm like, but what? But when I think about it, you know, in 1991, you know, what was I wearing? I was wearing my boyfriend's very large sweatshirt, you know, and I don't know, I guess jeans.
I mean, super cute when you were young.
Big jeans, you know, and then like maybe like weird clogs. I don't know. I mean, what the fuck
definitely
was I
weird
doing?
Clogs.
Yeah. But like that was like that whole sort of like big, but also, you know, cute thing. We've done this.
Oh, yeah.
Heather and I have already done this.
We've been there, done that.
We've been there. We've done it. And, you know, to kind of like figure out like what's like the retro style is so weird to me. Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, I mean, I will wear like large things. Mm-hmm. That would be fine. But like if I want to be like, I don't know, like 90s retro, like hot girl. I don't even fucking know what I'm doing.
We're not trying to talk about being older, quote unquote, on this show too often. No. Because that would just be like, eh. But the midlife thing is, it does sort of...
It's real.
Yeah, it is. It's fascinating, really. And when you think about how... you just sort of duck out. I think you just, as you get older, you don't care so much. You don't need to be on trend. You don't need to be keep up with the Joneses as much, you know?
No, you're tired. You are goddamn tired. You know, I can't tell you how many times I'm like, oh, like, so those people are fighting? Like, aren't they tired?
Yeah, like why?
You know? Yeah, like, you know, like, let's just be zen and, like, maybe, like, have some aloe plants.
Yeah, maybe we can all just get along. How about that? How about that? How about that idea? It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a good one. I do think that, that, you know, you do you out there. If you like a big baggy balloon pant, I'm sure it looks great on you. Times sure are changing, Sarah Lane. And
they are.
Just sort of like kind of, you know, I got sideswiped by it. I didn't anticipate it and it just happened. And you know what? It's okay. I'm along for the ride. All right. So on that note, I'm getting the skinny on the real estate market down here in Los Angeles. And there's a lot of these little fringy, you know, Craigslisty places where you can look for very specific listings. And I actually went back way back into my email from this woman who had these really cool kind of classic LA apartments, kind of down in mid-city, kind of West Hollywood area. And I rented from her before. So I keep that information just in case maybe I'll need it down the line. And I did. And it was pretty cool, actually. I found some spots. I gave her a little ringy ding, and I'm going to meet up with her and see what she's got. You know, it's good to make connections throughout life, Sarah, because you never know when they're going to come in handy.
Heather, I agree. 100%. But yeah, so like, yeah, like what have you been loving since you've been here?
Great question. I really do love the weather. It's like I came from La Nina, if y'all don't know about that, it has caused an incredible amount of rain in Northern California. I mean, also the Bay Area has been pretty wet. And I know for LA, this is a very wet winter also. But relatively speaking, I mean, I think we had felt like 3 months of rain. It just was sort of nonstop. And when I left, I flew out in the rain. It was pouring rain when I left. I when I got out of the car, I mean, it was raining so hard that I brought just a leather jacket to LA because you don't need a puffy jacket here. I just needed kind of a, it gets chilly at night. I think I needed more than a jean jacket.
A layer.
Yeah. Yeah. But I brought it's kind of like a suede jacket actually. And I didn't want to wear it. So I wore a puffy to the airport, and then I got out of the car out in front of the airport and I threw my puffy jacket at my boyfriend. And then he threw me my leather jacket, you know, so that I could stay under the overhang, you know. They're just like, oh my God, I have to like swap jackets. This is ridiculous. And I'm just over it. Oh. So I'm super happy to not have rain and just
get you a man who will swap the puff.
Right. But no, I think my favorite part, I love the canyons. I just absolutely love the vibe. It smells so good. The jasmine is blooming.
The jasmine is out of control.
It's wonderful. And I like the sounds, and I, other than like the urban sounds, I do like, I just love the hilly enclave vibe. I'm perched up on this hill. There's something about a good perch that I could sit here all day and just look at this view.
Gotta love a perch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta love it. I'm actually having dinner with somebody who, I'm working on a documentary I've mentioned, and I am meeting him for dinner tonight. We're doing a little bit of work, something really fun. So we're going to do some planning for April because I have to come back down in a month to do a shoot with this documentary with the artist who's coming out from Denmark. And I'm excited to kind of kick off this project. I could really use something like this to kind of immerse my head into. But yeah. Yesterday, yeah. As I was walking East Side, Sarah Lane, guess what I saw?
What?
A whole wall papered with the movie that I did, The Sasquatch Sunset. So that was kind of cool to
Whoa.
See.
Yeah. How weird.
I know, it was cool.
Like, were you like, oh my God, what the hell?
Well, okay, I would have been, but the director already posted the same footage. I didn't know where it was.
So you knew where it
No,
was.
I didn't actually. Yeah. I didn't know exactly, but
oh, you didn't.
I assumed it was East Side because it kind of looked East Side, but it could have been anywhere really. But I think it's where he took the photo, but I could be wrong. It's actually across the street from Irwan in you know, in Silver Lake. So that was neat just to kind of see it IRL. And it's coming out next month. I will keep y'all posted if you want to go see it in theaters where you are. Hopefully it'll be, I don't know what kind of release it will be, but I will be seeing it. That's for sure. But it's just sort of nice to be back in the mix a little bit. I do love the food. Like I said, I got some wonderful tacos yesterday. Just trying to hit my spots, you know. I'm probably going to get like a bagel, like a good New York bagel. And
girl, I love it. I love it. I mean, you know, Los Angeles has a lot of issues. What it is great at is neighborhood, food.
Culture.
You know, yeah, friends, culture, art. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is a great place.
Well, I'm actually going to, I'm actually going to do one very cultural thing. I actually was a little bummed because I didn't see any exhibits that I was super excited to go to at museums. Like, there's just, it's kind of an off time, I guess. So there's this thing called Luna Luna. Have you heard about this? Luna Luna,
no.
Forgotten Fantasy?
No.
I don't know exactly what to expect, but if you go to the website, lunaluna.com, it's supposed to be this showcase of the world's first art amusement park lost since 1987. And so it's like all this like art and, okay, so here's what it is. Here's what it is. So okay. It started yeah. in Germany. Okay. And so this is the explainer on the website. The world's first art amusement park with rides, games, and attractions by visionary artists like Basquiat, Keith Haring, David Hockney. And by a twist of fate, the park's treasures were soon sealed in 44 shipping containers and forgot in Texas until now. So it's supposed to be this like fantastical fairground. And
that's kind of fun.
It's kind of cool. Yeah. Salvador yeah. Dali, like all these kind of fun, weird, like, you know, art, sort of art installations and rides and games. And I mean, I don't know what to expect, but I'm going tomorrow with a friend and her kid. So we'll see. But yeah, that's a little bit of a little my cultural.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
It's going to be great, Heather.
It'll be cool. Listen to you.
It'll be fun.
All right.
No, it will be. You know, that's the fun thing about being in a big old city. You know, many of you are not in LA, but you are also in cities and enjoy stuff and you share those things with us. We really, really appreciate that. Speaking of sharing things.
And appreciation.
Yes, and appreciation. Do join our Discord. If you are a person who is interested in Heather and Sarah's life and everyone, you know, also part of the fam, do go to patreon.com/havesuchagooddaywYou can find out more about how to directly support the show and Discord being part of that.
Indeed, indeed. And we tried to rally the troops in Discord to do sort of a play-by-play for the Oscars, but I think everyone's been kind of busy lately. Sarah and I had our own little back-channel chat, of course, as we do. But y'all, we love talking to you. You know, I open Discord in the morning. The one thing that I can't get used to with Discord, though, is you have to like actually open it. It doesn't stay open for me. You know, like Slack is always open. Discord, I have to kind of like log in and let it load and blah, blah, blah.
Well, it's open so weird. For me. Hmm. So,
all right, I'll check my settings. But yeah, come join us, $5 and above per month. No big deal. That's how much my matcha latte cost yesterday. Actually, it was more like $6 plus a dollar tip. So there you have it.
Right. Yeah. We'd love to have all of you. Thank you so much for being part of our fam. Yeah. Our fam. Yeah. With that, Heather, I think we're going to wrap up episode
230, Sarah. You already forgot.
230.
Yep. We're wrapping it up.
I mean, we've done so many.
It's hard to keep track,
y'all. I can't
y'all.
Even remember. All right.
All right, y'all.
230.
Stay weird. Stay sexy. Peace and love out there. Until next week, I will be Heather forever. Have such a good day.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.